Hello and a warm welcome. I am Armin Trost, professor for organizational behavior at the Furtwangen University in Germany, and this is my course on social research methods. Okay, everybody. Now, with this episode, we start talking about statistics. Statistics is about data. And statistics is something absolutely wonderful, really. I tell you, when I started psychology, I wanted to study psychology to understand human beings, right? Initially, my intention was to become a therapist. And then in the first few semesters, I had to study a hell lot of statistics, really. And I was surprised. I said, all this math. It turned out to me that statistics become a wonderful thing. Why is that? Because, you know, when you do social research, and social research is about finding the truth, you have to collect data. And when you collect data, sometimes you collect a whole hell lot of data. So you have big tables of data. And when you look at the numbers, there is simply no structure, no sense. You cannot draw any conclusion just from looking at the mere data. It's so complex, it's so overwhelming. You cannot see anything in a big table of numbers. But now comes statistics, and what statistics does is it really reduces complexity. That's what it does, and that's wonderful. I mean, that's something we like by nature. We, as human beings, we want to reduce complexity. We want to, even though we have thousands of data, at the end we have a few numbers that tell us, look, this is what's in this data. That's wonderful, really. You must not love statistics, but maybe you can have a different perspective on this if you have a kind of, yeah, if you struggle with it, if you think you might struggle with statistics, yeah, you don't necessarily need to struggle. Statistics is not so difficult, I suppose. What I will do in this episode, in the next episode, is I will share with you some statistics which is really fundamental, absolutely fundamental. I will not go into deep statistics, multivariate statistics. I will not do any inference statistics, just the basic things. And I thought about myself, okay, for the practical purpose, what are those things that you definitely have to understand? Definitely. There's probably much more that you need to understand, depending on what you do in your career, but these things I share here are so super fundamental that you could not survive in social science or in business or without knowing these things, okay? So the first thing is a little bit abstract, what I would like to focus on in this particular episode. And in this particular episode, I will not talk about statistics at all. I will talk about the different nature of data. We could also say about the different nature of various variables. Because it's really a difference whether you respond to a question like how old are you, or which sports do you like, or which place did you make, which rank did you achieve in the last sports tournament, or what is your gender. All these different questions lead to completely different data. You might not see it now in the first instance, but I will walk through different levels of variables, levels of data. And then you will see, as you could tell from the title of this episode, we differentiate between nominal, ordinal, interval, and ratio data. And that is something that you really need to understand, because depending on what kind of data you use, yeah, nominal, ordinal, interval, ratio, depending on this, you can use different types of statistics. For some data, for instance, nominal data, you can only use a few statistics like frequencies or so. While when you want to calculate something like a mean or an average, yeah, you have to have data at least on interval or ratio level. So that's important to know. And I will now walk through these different levels and we'll try to add some explanation and an example so that at the end you understand the differences, okay? So let's start with nominal data. Nominal data, the values of nominal data, they show no order, yeah? No up and down, no more or less, no. It's just you have categories that are more or less, yeah, they stand independently from each other. So an example, for instance, is when I ask you, in which country do you live? Some would say, okay, Italy, Spain, US, Japan, Germany. Okay, so that's data, right? When I give you a list of different types of sports, let's say, football, basketball, swimming, walking, golf, and you have to pick one out of these, which might be your favorite, which one do you like the most or so. Yeah? So you make a selection. You provide data, you produce data. But, you know, whether you do football, basketball, golf, swimming, you know, these are categories which are independent from each other. There is no, you cannot calculate an average. So what is the average sport? What is the average between football, basketball, and golf? Makes no sense, you know. And you also cannot say the difference between basketball and football is like the difference between golf and swimming. What? No, that makes no sense. Right. So maybe you understand what is nominal when you understand all the other levels. So nominal is the most fundamental level, let's say. So some data are not nominal, they might be even ordinal. Right, ordinal. So a good example, for instance, is when you know, I did a lot in HR, human resource management, and in HR we very often do something like employer ranking. Employer ranking, that is, you have some studies and you ask students, where would you like to work? And then you calculate something like, okay, the employer number one, the most liked employer, yeah, is, I don't know, Google. Okay, the second most liked employer is SAP. The third one is Daimler. I don't know. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is at least ordinal. What does that mean? We can really say that if you are place number one, you are more liked than place number two. And if you are on place number two, you are more liked than place number three. We can say this, right? So we already have something like an order. With sports, we did not have an order. But here now we have suddenly a kind of order, right? More or less. But the differences between these numbers, 1, 2, 3, are hard to be interpreted. It's not that you can say the difference between place number one and place number two is the same as the difference between place number two and number three. Makes no sense, right? You just can say, okay, there's an order, more or less, or something like this. Whatever these numbers stand for in absolute terms. Okay, so this is ordinal scale. Yeah. Now let's move to interval scale. And here I like to use an example that we all know. Let's talk about grades, for instance, right? Grades. I know in different countries we have different grading systems. Some countries have A, B, C, D, and all. In my country, I'm here in Germany, in the Black Forest, we have a German grading system. And we have grades from 1 to 5, right? And 1 means that's the best possible grade, 1, 1, okay? 1 is excellent, 2 is good, 3 is okay, 4 is, oh, okay, just pass. 5 is, how can you dare? 5 is, oh, not passed, bad. Okay, so this is the grading system, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's definitely ordinal scale, definitely, at least. Because we can say, if one has a 1, he or she's better than when you have a 2, right? And when you have a 2, you're really better than a 3. So that's already a kind of order, right? But now the question is, how is the interval? Is it that the difference between a 1 and a 2, is that the same? Is your performance between 2 and 3? And is that the same like 3 and 4? So how about the intervals, right? And that's it's an interesting debate, yeah? If whether this is interval or ordinal, yeah? Is it just an order, or can we really say that this interval are equal, yeah? Some would say, no, that the difference between the best possible grade and the second possible grade, hey, that's much bigger than 2 or 3. I mean, to come from a 4 to a 3, that's much easier than coming from a 2 to a 1. And I would say yes, in some circumstances, like in oral exams, when we have some level of subjectivity, it might be the case. So that's the question here. What does that mean, interval? Interval means really that you can interpret the intervals. The difference between 1 and 2 is the same like 2 and 3 and 3 and 4. Then we have interval scale, right? We assume that with grades, it's interval. Because why? We use averages. We calculate average grades. That's what we do, at least for the final certificate. So we assume it's interval, but in practice very often, sometimes maybe only ordinal. If you think about this case or about grades, whether it's interval or ordinal, then you better understand it. Yeah, it's a good thing. What is ratio? Ratio scale, ratio data on ratio level means that you not only can interpret the intervals between different values, you can also do things like you can calculate ratios. For instance, a simple example is weight. Yeah, if something has the weight of 100 kilo, that's double as much as 50 kilogram, right? So, yeah, if something is worth 100 euro, that's a dollar or whatever, it's 20 times as much as 5 euro, right? So you can calculate ratio because there is a zero point, there's a natural zero point from which you calculate. Also, when you look at, let's say, the height of a house, right? The height, if a house is 20 meters high, it's double as high as a house that's only 10 meters high. That's simple, okay? Ratio, that's simple. Now let's have another example. Let's look at temperature, for instance. Now, here in Germany, we have a temperature system, which is a degree Celsius, degree. So we have 0 degree is where water is freezing, right? 0. So now we can maybe look at different cities at a point of time. Let's assume this example. It's like, okay, in Berlin, which is the capital of Germany, now in this moment it's 0 degree, pretty cold. In Berlin it's always cold. In London at the same time we have 10 degrees, in Paris we have 20 degrees, and in the beautiful Rome in the south we have, let's say, 30 degree. Okay, 0, 10, 20, 30. Okay. Can we say that the difference in the temperature between Berlin and London, 0, 10, is the same difference like between London and Paris, 10, 20? And is that the same difference like the difference between Paris and Rome, 20, 30? Yes, we can do this. We really can. We can interpret these intervals. So it's at least interval level. It's much more than just ordinal. It's ordinal would mean that we say, yeah, we can definitely say that in Rome it's warmer than in Paris, and in Paris it's warmer than in London, but how much warmer we cannot say. Yeah, we can say how much warmer, 10 degrees, right? But now when we look at the data, can we say that, for instance, in Paris, 20 degrees, it's double as warm as in London, 10 degrees? Can we say this? Because 20 is double as much as 10. Can we say this? Yes? No? No? Double as warm? No, we can't. We definitely can't. Why not? Because zero is not an actual zero point. It's not. It's more an arbitrary zero point. So grade is a degree is a, even when you calculate these grades into Fahrenheit or something else, whatever your temperature system is, you have a different zero point. Yeah. So that's a very good example to understand what is the difference between interval and ratio data. Data on interval level or ratio level. Okay, so that's important. Okay, so you take home, there is nominal, to summarize. Nominal is just, yeah, you have different categories, different values, which are independent, no order, nothing, right? In which city do you live? Which sport do you make? What is the color of your shirt? Yeah, ordinal, oh, there is already a kind of order. First place, second place, third place. Okay, nice. So we see there is a more and less already. Interval is, now we can understand the difference between the different values, right? Yeah, temperature, right? Ratio, we can calculate things like ratios. Yeah, double as much, half as much, and the like. Yeah, so we always, it's the practical implication is that two things. When you produce data in your study, always try to produce data on ratio level. That's the best thing you can do. If possible, right? It's the first thing. The second thing is when it comes to statistics, the basic descriptive statistic, as we're going to learn next time, you can only do with data which is at least interval or ratio, right? With ordinal level, it's very difficult, right? So let's have another example in the end, because in social science, what we very often do is we have questionnaires, right? Questionnaires. And what we very often do is we have a question, maybe, or very often a statement, which I don't like, as I explained with you in a survey design session. But very often you have statements. And a statement might be, I like my manager. I'm satisfied with my immediate supervisor. Let's put it that way. Yeah. I'm optimistic when thinking about the future. Okay, that's a typical item in a questionnaire. And then you have something like strongly agree, agree, partly, partly, do not agree, disagree, strongly disagree. Okay, a 5-point scale. From strongly agree to strongly disagree, 5. So, okay. That's a very classic one. And which level is that? Nominal? It's at least ordinal, huh? There's an order. Yeah? From strongly agree to this, to strongly disagree, there's an order, right? Is it interval? Is it interval? Interval would mean the difference between strongly agree and agree is the same as between agree and partly, partly. It's the same as partly and disagree, and it's the same as disagree, strongly disagree. Are these interval equal or not? Hard to say, right? Hard to say. In practice, we assume so. Because we used to code these data in a way that we might say strongly agree is a 5, agree is a 4, partly partly is a 3, disagree is a 2, and strongly disagree is a 1. So we translate this into numbers, right? And once we have the numbers, we calculate average. The average response to this question is maybe 3.4. So it's like with the grading. We do this. So we very often assume things are on interval level. Yeah, but at the end, we hardly know whether they are really on interval level, but that's what we naturally do. So this, again, maybe just one example I wanted to add to this episode. It's a shorter episode this time. Yeah, I wanted to start with that one because it's essential, okay? So let's leave it to this. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about real statistics. Then eventually we start with statistic. In that case, we're going to start with descriptive statistic. And descriptive statistic is about central tendency and dispersion. Yeah. Okay. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And see you next time.